Lynn Parsons, Podcast Show 7, the 23rd of September, 2005.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl! Podcast.
Well, evening all. It's Lynn Parsons and it's getting darker, it's getting colder. Down the chalet at the end of the garden, we've got our jungle juice just in case. We're completely covered in insect repellent tonight because you'll know that last week there were a lot of daddy long legs down here and they're daddy short legs. In fact, they're daddy dead legs. As far as we're concerned, we have a bit of a show for you tonight. We've got some great music, in fact, all from the ladies tonight. I can't whistle. In the house, Delphine, Henri, Sportsboy, and we're hoping Aunt Esme will arrive. Could be some problems getting her from the house down to the garden, but only time will tell. Hope you'll stay with us. Welcome to the show.
When you walk in the door and you changed your shoes, you switched to a sweater and said, "How do you do, neighbor? How do you do?" I remember the look in your sparkling eyes that said clearly, "I love you. Don't you look nice, neighbor?" You saw me looking at you. Oh, picture, picture, up on the wall, the owl's tree, standing tall, and the merry-go-round spinning away, trolley, ooh, trolley. Walks in the park, you were a gentleman. We were home before dark, neighbor.
Speedy delivery,
McFeely. Chef Brockett showed us how to bake a pie while Lady Elaine gave him the evil eye. Neighbor, you never acted that way.
The Lascivious Biddies, a neighbour. Makes you want to pick up a harmonica, doesn't it? Maybe I'm not in tune this week, but I might be next week. Let me tell you about those Lascivious Biddies. What a great name. They are Amanda, Deirdre, Leanne and Saskia. And they come from New York. And I thought I'd look at Lascivious in the dictionary while we're here. I've got one of those big dictionaries with hardback. So it's... First of all, I picked up the German dictionary, which I didn't realise we had down the garden, but we do. And I've no idea where that came from, obviously handed down through the generations, although I don't have any German in me. I have a bit of French in me, but certainly no German. And lascivious, it says here. Oh, well, it's a bit saucy. That's all I'll say. Have you had a good week? Now, this time last week, we were talking about the fact that we'd recorded the show a night early simply because we were going, well, I was going to Katie Mellor's 21st birthday party. That is the closest thing to crazy I have ever known, Katie Mellor, just in case you get her mixed up with anyone else. And of course, the first European podcast conference, which happened on Saturday. So let's tell you about the Katie Mellor thing first. There was lots of celebrities. Katie did a 40-minute bit on stage, playing lots of songs from her new album, Piece by Piece, which is divine, but I can't play any of you. The songs, you'll just have to come back the album, because otherwise we'll get into terrible trouble. That's what happens when you podcast. But we've got some great new music coming up. I met Cilla Black, I met Chris Tarrant, Paul Gambaccini, lots of lovely people. But the problem is, you see, you sometimes, when you, so for example, if you saw your dentist at the checkout at Sainsbury's, you honestly wouldn't recognise him. You'd just think, I know that man, but I don't know where I'm from, where I know him from. Anyway, I walked up, had my photograph taken with Katie in my high heels and my glittery bits, had a little bit of bra showing, because it's always a good thing to have a little bit of bra showing. Make them think you've got something on underneath that's worth holding up, if you know what I mean. Anyway, got my photograph on the wall and she signed it. So attractive, she is. And then the first person I met was this gorgeous young man, and I thought, I know you. And he was coming towards me. I was sure that he was coming to say, Lynn, how are you? So I kissed him on both cheeks and I said, how are you? And he said, I'm fine, would you like to come this way? I'm your waiter for this evening. So I didn't know him at all, but it was a really good night, and it's actually a really good album. So Podcast Con, what a fantastic day we had. I say we because Tintin and I were going together. But he said to me, you've got to be at Waterloo Station at 8:30 and be there with all Delphine's cake. So there I was, you know, sort of humping all this stuff up the platform and standing under the clock at Waterloo. 9:15, no sign of Tintin. I thought, well, he's obviously on the next train in. But I called his mobile phone. No answer. I rang his home number and just said, ha, 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 just so pleased it's your aunt's phone. It obviously means you haven't slept in. And then my mobile phone rang. And it was Tintin, and he had slept in. So he missed half the talks. There were some great speakers, I have to say, some lovely people to meet. I think a good time was had by all, and I think Delphine's cakes probably went down all right as well. Anyway, we haven't heard from Pinky this week. And last week, she was having a photograph taken for a passport. So we suspect we may get a postcard, which is more than we've done from Naughty Gnome this week. So maybe she's gone off with Naughty Gnome. We don't know, but I'm sure in future weeks we will find out. We are delighted to say that Aunt Esme has agreed to come tonight. She is our agony aunt, and she knows the answer to everything. And we've had some great emails, so thank you for those. If you want to email us about anything, it's lynn@lynnparsons.net. And our website, lynnparsons.net. Do you know, Peeping Tom hasn't let us down.
Hello, me lovelies. It's Peeping Tom again here. How are ya? Jim and I are making our way across town to the tall office block I told you about a week ago. Mainly offices, but the top three floors are living quarters. For some lucky buggers. Quite sophisticated it looks. Anyway, I need to get into the cradle and it's a bit windy. Let me just get my leg over. That's it. Oh. Now, Jim, you start pulling the rope. And do it gently, lad. Do you want some water left in my bucket when I get up there? Oh, it's very windy today. Oh, there. Oh, that's me hat gone. Now then, where are we? All the way to the top then. That's it. Oh, stop, Jim. Okay. Now, let's do the kitchen window first. Ooh, I say. There's a posh invitation on the side there. Now, what's in the... Oh, what in the world's he doing? I've never seen the like of it. Here, have a listen. What do you think is going on there, then? Here, have another listen. I'll leave you to think about it for a while, but I'll be back before the end of the show to confirm if you're right or wrong. Here, lower me down now, Jem. I think we'll come back and do this another day.
Yeah, I think one day Peeping Tom is going to fall over his bucket. Can I also share with you that we've got huge amounts of building work that have been going on here since, I don't know, since I was a baby, and they'll probably be going on till Christmas 2016. But our garden tonight looks a little bit like It's a Knockout, ready for an episode of It's a Knockout. And it is very, very dark, so we're hoping all to go home with our own teeth tonight.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Pass next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy, and this is my special sports report. Carling Cup football. The shock of the second round was the defeat of three Premiership clubs. Portsmouth by Gillingham, 3-2. Man City losing out on penalties to Doncaster Rovers, and Spurs losing to Grimsby 1-0. In the Premiership, Chelsea remain unbeaten, scoring 12 goals and conceding none in 6 games. Everton and Liverpool have still only managed to score 1 goal each. But at least Michael Owen has got off the mark, scoring in Newcastle's 3-0 victory over Blackburn last Sunday. In Scotland, Hearts continued to be the Chelsea of the SBL, having played 7 and won 7. Celtic are second, 5 points behind, with Rangers third, 8 points behind. The game between Hearts and Rangers this Saturday should help see whether Hearts can break the Celtic Rangers hold in Scottish football. Tennis. It's Davis Cup weekend, with Great Britain led by Greg Rusedski and Andrew Murray, taking on Switzerland, led by the world number one, Roger Federer, in Geneva. The captain, Jeremy Bates, plans to play Andrew Murray against the Swiss number two and play Alan Mackin against Federer in the opening singles on Friday. Then Murray will play with Rusedski in the doubles on Saturday, and on Sunday, Murray will play for Federer, and Rusedski will come in and play the Swiss number two in the return singles. Victory for Britain would see them back into the world group. Last but not least, I just want to wish Jonathan Woodgate all the best as he turns out for first time in a Real Madrid shirt after over a year out of football with a series of injuries. That's it for now. More next week, including my report of Britain's Davis Cup adventure.
Excellent, Sports Boy. Rather than just flipping over the fence straight away tonight, I wonder whether you'd go and find Henri, because, of course, Aunt Esme, I've just seen her arrive by cab, but she can't get down the garden, and, of course, there are all these obstacles tonight. So Henri said he'd get her in the wheelbarrow. Would you help him?
Of course.
Thank you very much. So looking forward to meeting Aunt Esme next. Haven't seen Delphine yet either.
Sorry, I jumped again. Saw something coming and I blamed you for everything. I'm sorry, I pushed you away. Forgot all the good things and said everything was broken and done. Sorry, I didn't see. Time. Sorry, I mistrusted you.
Adrina Thorpe and Sorry. Do you know, we love Adrina Thorpe, but Tintin's particularly gone mad about her since he sent for her album and it came back and it was signed to him. He takes her to bed every night. He listens to that constantly. He knows all the words. And I quite like it as well, which is handy, really. How is Sports Boy? Did you get hold of Henri?
Oh, yes.
Thank you for that. Can you see them coming up the garden? Uh-huh. Oh, that sounds like they're coming now. Is Delphine with them? Delphine, I think Delphine, you come in first. That's right.
Oh, no.
Are you all right, Delphine?
Oh, Lynn, I am out of puff.
Out of puff?
Yes.
You? Is Aunt Esme all right? Does she look okay?
She's gone a bit blue.
Aunt Esme, do come and have a seat.
Just a second, look. This woman is so, how you say?
Oh, heavy?
Oui.
Oh, no. Don't say that. Esme. Oh. Esme is, let me tell you a bit about Esme. She's 96 and she's had 7 husbands, haven't you, Esme?
Oh, no, 8. But 8? We won't talk about the third.
All right, we won't talk about the third.
Oh, la, la.
Would you want a seat or how do you feel?
No.
You don't want to sit? Oh. You might fall over.
She's not a dog, you know. She doesn't have to sit at your command.
All right. Esme, we've had... I see you bought some things with you.
Oh, some nuts.
Oh, Brazil nuts.
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
I'm handing them round now.
Oh, please do. Henri loves a nut or two, don't you?
Yes, I have
been. I haven't seen Mint Imperials for years.
I've got them all.
Have you? We'll have one of those in a minute. I'll suck one of those while you're answering the question.
Oh, Lynn, you are naughty.
She likes to suck something.
Absolutely. We've had some emails.
It's me, we've had some emails. Okay, are you okay?
Give me the whole thing.
I think Esme should answer this question.
No, that's
what
very,
do you do when, you, when
very
you're laughing
email.
And presenting a show?
Very serious. Okay, should we... They're both anonymous.
Oh, dear, are you crying?
Well, one of them's...
Would you like me to read it?
A little bit sad. Would you like to read that, Henri?
I read it for you.
That's for Aunt Esme. It doesn't give us his name. It's a man.
Aunt Esme, an email from a man who would like to remain anonymous.
Oh.
He says, I've been seeing my girlfriend for about 6 weeks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And although we have kissed one another... Mm. There has never been an opportunity to take it further.
Right. Like to Brighton.
Yes, indeed. Yes. But we have planned a weekend away together on the 1st and 2nd of October.
Oh.
And although I can't wait, because she is the one, I'm feeling, how to tell her that I have... A wooden leg.
Ah.
You see, I haven't told her, he says.
Right.
What should I do? Wait until we get away or tell her before?
Oh, yes.
I think he shouldn't spoil the surprise. It would be something to look at. That's, yes. You know, imagine that. They get there, he whips it out. I think, yes, a surprise.
So he should tell her when they get away?
Yes, yes. Otherwise,
so she can't get away.
So she can't get away. Will she not leave him?
Well, he can't leave her.
Oh, you're after me, Aunt Esme.
Well, I suppose you could hop after her. Anyway, is there another one?
There is another one.
Should we go?
And this is... Oh, this is really sad.
Right.
Oh, shall I... Da, 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 da,
da, oh, that would be good. It says, dear Aunt Esme, I'm in love with a gorgeous man. Now, he invited me to meet his family, who are very well-to-do.
Right.
Oh, I was a bit nervous, she says. I almost sat on his mum's poodle.
Oh.
But it gets worse, all right? When I asked... If I could powder my nose, is in inverted commas, it says here. They directed me to a room with a mirror and a sink, but no toilet.
Right.
What's a girl to do? When I got there, I was so embarrassed to say that I really needed the loo. So I locked the door. Can't believe she did this. And I sat on the sink for a wee.
Right.
Well, I was in mid-flow, she says, when suddenly the sink came away from the wall. And I fell and I hit my head and I passed out.
Oh, no.
And when I woke up, I was in casualty with a nasty bump on the head. It's been 4 days, but he hasn't returned any of my calls. Help me, I love him. What shall I do?
Oh, this is a tricky situation.
Do you think he stole her knickers?
I think she should play for the plumbing.
Pay for the plumbing or play for the plumbing?
No, pay.
It's hard
now, come on.
Plumbing.
I'm old. Yes.
No, don't say that. You're not old.
Oh, well, thank you. You are kind. But no, she did go in there and pee in their sink. And really, she should have just said, look, I'm very sorry, but could you direct me to the toilet? Sometimes you need straight talking.
But she hasn't done that, Esme, so what happens now?
Well, really, I think she should find someone else, even if she really loves her. Or him, it doesn't matter.
Is that really? I think you're a bit hard, Esme.
Well, you know, that's life.
She's come from 8 husbands, what do you expect?
Yes.
8 husbands? No, it was actually 7, but we don't mention number 3.
Not number 3, no.
Now, I notice, Henri, that you've got through quite a few of the Brazil nuts. It was really,
very tasty.
Really nice of you to bring them in, Esme.
Thank you.
I noticed you didn't eat any yourself.
No, I enjoyed sucking them off last night.
What, the chocolate?
Yes, the chocolates.
You mean they were chocolate
nuts?
Yes, chocolate nuts. I like a nut.
Okay.
Esme, I think I need a cold shower, quite frankly.
I think I need to lie down.
And Esme, when do you think you might come back again? I know it was tough getting down here, and I know that trip in the wheelbarrow probably wasn't very comfortable, but do you think that you might like to come in regularly?
Oh, I think I would enjoy that very much. I'd very much like to talk to your listeners.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to ask Esme and all of you to stay for the end of the show because, of course, we've got to get Esme back up the garden again and it would make far too much noise. And this is the last of our songs from Women Tonight. It's called She Rests Her Head by Jessica King.
She looks just after she wakes up, but she smiles at me that way. And just now see something I've never seen in her eyes. She wakes and pulls me closer, and she rests her head on my shoulder, and she whispers to me, and she loves me, and I say, hey baby, why don't we run away? One single day. And just now see something I've never seen in her eyes. And she cries and pulls me closer, and she rests her head on my shoulder, and she whispers to me that she needs me, and I say, hey baby, why don't we run away? Thank you.
Jessica King. She rests her head earlier. It made me want to play the harmonica when we played those lascivious biddies. And this, of course, makes me want to pick up a guitar, which Sports Boy has lent me. And he says I need to tune a little. And I might for next week. I might play you something very special next week. I might not. But anyway, Jessica King was born in Fort Gaines, Georgia. Now, she borrowed a neighbour's guitar at the age of 12. Do you think she copied me? Oh, no, she did it first, didn't she? She borrowed a neighbour's guitar. Anyway, we really like that, and it's from her album, Tequila. I haven't got my glasses on. Tequila Mockingbird. She rests her head. Here, you still thinking about Peeping Tom?
Peeping Tom, back again to reveal all. Now, remember when I was up the cradle cleaning the window of the penthouse when suddenly this happened? Did you guess? Well, I thought it might be tough for you. But it was young Mr. Smith, innit? He'd been invited to a wine tasting at his new girlfriend's house in the country. Trouble is, he's never done wine tasting before, so he was getting a bit of practice before the weekend. They did all this sipping and then swishing. And then they spit it out, don't they, eh? Well, if you could see what I could see when I'm cleaning windows. If I don't see you next week, I'll see you through a window. Keep peeping. Ta-ta for now.
Oh, keep peeping, Peeping Tom. Look forward to catching up with you again soon. I'm going to hand the guitar back now. Thank you very much, Sports Boy. Aunt Esme, it's okay. We're going to give you a little supper before we pop you back in a cab and send you... Where is it you live?
Epping?
Yeah. Epping Forest?
Yeah.
In the forest?
Yeah, I've got a hut.
Oh, a hut in the forest. How do you get there? Do you have a skateboard or something? Because I've just worried about dropping you the other end.
No, no carriage.
A carriage?
Victorian style.
What, with a horse?
Donkey.
Donkey and carriage. She travels in style. And you'll be back in about 6 weeks with us.
Oh, yes.
Marvellous. Email us, lynn@lynnparsons.net. The website, lynnparsons.net. Delphine, are you going to make a cake later?
Oh, I think I might do a bit of home baking, yes.
I thought I could smell something.
Yes, I think it was that.
You didn't mention, Aunt Esme, that Delphine and Henri had no clothes on. Did that worry you, or not really?
No. No, I think it's good to be free.
Do you?
Yes.
Can you hear that aeroplane going over?
Yes.
Oh, but it's Winko.
Oh.
Tales from the Cockpit, coming soon to this show. Listen, some of the music played on the show is from the Podsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
Sports Boy, just read this, won't you?
All non-music content, copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.